May the presence and the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and always. Amen. We worship one God in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the divine being. The deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-eternal in majesty. Those are words from a document we know of as the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed is the Church's most complete articulation of the Trinity. And in my ministry, I've actually served two congregations whose name were Trinity Lutheran Church. And at both, on Trinity Sunday, we would speak the Athanasian Creed aloud, all 2+ pages worth. I'm not going to do that to you today, all right? The Athanasian Creed was written after the Nicene Creed was finished, and the Nicene Creed took 250 years and a lot of arguments to finish. But the Athanasian Creed tries to give us a handhold as we ponder the mystery and the glory that is Trinity. It goes on and says, what the Father is, the Son is, and so is the Holy Spirit. That's the heart of our understanding of Trinity. God is God. And the isness of God doesn't change between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It doesn't change. And this God is uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty. Thus, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods, but one God, one God. That's what we celebrate today, one God. That is what we believe in and know, one God. But we also experience God, understand God, and relate to God as Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God the Son, as the Father, Creator, as the Holy Spirit, who daily makes us holy. We see God most clearly on the cross of Jesus, our Redeemer. There we see God's love and mercy and God's care even for the likes of us. We also see God in the wonder of creation that the Father has set in motion, from the rising of the sun to the movements of winds and tides, from the growing of crops to growing children and even growing adults every now and again. Every day we wake up to the gift of creation again and again, and we walk into a world that God made good, very good. But we also see God in the direction our lives take as we forgive one another, and as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit enters our lives every day, whispering in our ear and filling our sails with that wind from God, leading us to discover neighbors and others who need God's love in their lives. It is one God we worship. And this God stands beside us and relates to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This God relates to us as Trinity, as we have need, and as the world around us has need. The Creed continues, thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three spirits. And in this Trinity, no one is before or after, greater or less than the other. But all three persons are in themselves co-eternal and co-equal. And so we must worship the Trinity in unity and the one God in three persons. And so today, Trinity Sunday, we get to do just that. We celebrate the depth of love shown in the cross and resurrection of Jesus the Son. We celebrate the daily influx of grace and mercy that comes through the Holy Spirit. But today we also get to celebrate the creative impulse of God our Father in that first creation story we heard from Genesis, watching the Father work with the Son and the Holy Spirit to make all of creation and all of us good, very good. Tov me'od. You see, that is the Father's pronouncement over all creation, God's pronouncement over all creation. From light to seas and skies and land, from sun, moon, and stars to birds and fish and creeping things, it is all good. God then created humanity. God creates humanity in God's own image. That is, made to be in relationship as God shows us relationship. And God looks at us and calls us good. Very good. And so we hear this creation story again today, and we watch as the creative impulse of God the Father, following the movement from that wind from God or the Spirit of God as it moved in all, and then the Father used the Word, the divine Word, the Word that would eventually become flesh and live among us to bring creation to be. And then God sees all creation is good. Our great triune God has spent all the time since creation faithfully aiding us so that we might truly be tov me'od, very good. After the fall and humanity's sin, God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. After the flood and the tower, God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. And then God chose Abraham and Sarah and made covenants and promises with his family and the human family, and God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. Throughout the Old Testament, God remains faithful, loving us as our Creator, leading us as the Word, and guiding us as the Spirit. From Egypt to the Promised Land, from the Israel of David to exile in Babylon and back, the peace of the Father, the grace of the Son, the communion of the Holy Spirit is found wherever we look. But then in the life of Jesus, heaven and earth came together, and the redemption that was promised is ours. The sanctification of the Holy Spirit is ours. And every day we tread upon the good creation of the Father that was given to us all. In our gospel reading today, Jesus gives the disciples and all of us our mission. Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We are called to go into the world around us, bringing the life and care, the love and well-meaning that we receive, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus our Lord. We're called to bring that to the people around us. And as we bring that love, we are called to baptize, to bring them into God's family, to help them recognize God's love in their own lives. And we are called to invite them into that reality, using the full reality of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. It's all there. You don't have to do that with words, because sometimes words can be confusing and other times words can be amazing. But we are always encouraged to share how it is that we meet God in all the wonder and mystery of the Trinity. Recently, I was asked to write a Your Pastor Speaks column for the Sydney paper here. And I wrote about lilacs, my absolute favorite. And I wrote about their fragrance, which is, of course, the reason they're my favorite. And I wrote about the moment that we catch that fragrance on the breeze. Bliss. But you see, that moment right there, to me, is an amazing parable about our good and gracious triune God and our calling to follow. The blessing of creation comes through the lilacs, and they carry the fragrance of God's love, which for us now came first in Jesus, and now we get to bring that fragrance with us as we ride the Spirit's breeze and bring grace to all the people we can. Lilac, fragrance, breeze. Help us to see and recognize and share the truth of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. However you do that, however you share God's love in Jesus Christ, however the Spirit moves you, may we celebrate the mystery as we worship the Trinity and then go into the world around us in love. Amen.